Institute from Katowice, from Poland. I do agree with all the conclusions from the committee, but I would like to draw your attention on one thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't see any representative of the European Commission in the room today. Don't you think so that considering, well, safety issues, but focusing more on the economical aspects of coal, especially today in the, well, times when the coal prices are decreasing and all mining industry is going down, this is, I think, very important to draw the attention of the, not only European Commissions, but all of the world, that the benefit which could be generated from efficient utilization of coal mine methane could increase the revenue for the mining industry. More and more miners, not only in Poland, already understood this, that the revenue provided by the efficient utilization of coal mine methane could at least minimize their fixed costs. So this is my first conclusion, that I think we should, that considering global situation of the coal crisis, put more pressure on the economical aspect of effective utilization of coal mine methane. But what is worrying me is that having contacts with different bodies of the European Commission, I have the impression that coal mine methane is becoming kind of forgotten baby. I mean, you know, I know that Poland is could be considered as a last island of the hard coal industry in Europe, but this is not true. If you look on the map, there is still Czech Republic, there is still Romania, there is still Hungary, some in Spain. Well, even if they close their hard coal mines, we all who are present here do realize that the methane emissions will continue for another decades. Considering the GOP areas already excavated coal, there will be still very good source of methane, very good source of energy. And I have the impression that we do not do very much here within this group to draw attention of the European Commission, who is for several years already focused just on the CCS issues, you know, talking a lot about not green but clean coal. I think that you know, if we try to draw their attention to create little incentives or at least clear politics to establish, well, let's say, long-term politics which could be clear for the all EU countries to utilize the remaining CMM resources in operating but also in the abandoned coal mines in Europe, it will be very significant impulse for the countries to develop these resources, to focus and increase the efforts to increase the research. Well, strong presence of Polish representatives here is the real confirmation that we realize that maybe for us will be much easier to develop our CBM and CMM resources, even though that we have understood several obstacles like permeability, which are pretty common not only in Europe but all over the world. This is one of the major obstacles. But in order to overcome this, we also need the support from the European Commission. They have certain instruments like research fund for coal and steel program, which is supporting for instance the research activities, which could significantly contribute, but within this program, there is no support for methane. There is Horizon 2020, who is focusing on, CCS, on impact of several different temperature on the fuel combustion, but not methane. So I have a proposal, maybe to put in our minutes clear message, clear appeal to the European Commission to reconsider this, that coal mine methane resources could be still significant resource in the energy balance of the Europe, well, of the global countries, but I think Europe, which is focused on greenhouse emissions reductions and very ambitious goals for 2020 and 2050, I think they should also increase this significant factor of coal mine methane in their politics. Thank you.
Thank you for those remarks. I must say the idea of approaching the EU, the idea of an appeal